Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and joining with me today for Focus Fridays, I have Anya Schlegel, who is the director for Kime Cares. Thank you, Anya, for coming in today and speaking to us a little bit about Kime Cares and this initiative that you guys are getting started. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so we kind of were preparing off air, and you said that Kime Cares is a relatively new coalition, new program, partnership. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what would you guys consider what
you're doing? We are a nonprofit, registered nonprofit, but it's new but not. It started as a co-workers initiative to take care of each other during the hardships. Actually started in the 80s with just a coffee can that the co-workers would just put out with a sticky note and say, like, this person either has a wedding or has a medical bill or something. Then by 2014, it became too much, too many people involved.
A little bit more money than a coffee can.
A little bit more money than a coffee can. And then there was this whole thing of not being fair to somebody. Anyway, so then the nonprofit was registered and everything went through now an organized financial systems. And now the co-workers were able to write down the payroll deductions, and they would be like all organized. There was a committee form that would sit and kind of read through all the requests, and they were able to support co-workers and community members that would be the requests would be brought in still through co-workers. And so with time, as it was passing by, the Kime family and Kime company really looked into, we want to expand and we want to be more involved locally, practically, with like hands on, feet on the ground, and really do some great changes around the community. So that is why in last year, in 2025, they started to look for an executive director to bring it into action. So to take it further than just a sharing fund for the employees.
And so how did you get into that running for executive director?
Yeah, interesting. Because I moved here from Ukraine 4 years ago. And in Ukraine, for the past 15 years of my life, I actually did run a nonprofit and did lots of different charity work. And even since the war started, keep going back and forth doing the rebuilding. We rebuilt 250 homes in Ukraine with help of many different partners. So, but then when I decided, okay, I really need to find a job here in Holmes County, and I was just baffled how to translate my years of experience in a different culture, in a different country here. So I just saw their advertisement. I saw a little flyer with a description and went to the receptionist, turned in my resume and cover letter, and was waiting for a phone call. So then just went through, the lines of interviews, and apparently I came up as the one that would fit.
And so when did you officially take on the role as executive director?
July of 25.
Mm-hmm. So you're working on your first, little over 6 months now.
Yes. Yeah. But it's been great. I submitted the strategic plan to the board. I did a lot of listening. I told them the first 90 days, I would love to do just listening. I want to listen to the company, to the family, to the community, and hear where the needs, the strength, the gaps, the desires, the ambitions, all of it put together, and only then move into action. And it's been amazing. Loved every day.
And I'm sure you have learned a lot.
Oh, yes. Learning still. It's fascinating how you go through meeting to meeting and you think, well, I've heard it all. And then every single interaction brings something new.
And learning that maybe there's a few more gaps in Holmes County that people don't realize are there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, as I've mentioned that before, the lack of awareness of what is happening right here in this just one county, there are some very different situations, very different kind of people, and some serious needs.
And Kime Cares is just another example of neighbors helping neighbors, people mm-hmm. helping people in Holmes County.
Yes, absolutely. There are, people are generous, the people are kind, the people are caring, but there are also the people that are in need and hurting and are very vulnerable or very close to becoming really vulnerable.
And we're going to learn more about the programs that you guys have, the way that you're helping, and some more ways on how you run here as we continue throughout our segments. I am with Anya Schlegel from Kime Cares. She's the executive director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We're back here with Anya Schlegel, who is the executive director of Kime Cares. And so we kind of got a little preview, a little summary of what Kime Cares is doing here in Holmes County and how you got started, really. And you do have a couple different programs that Kime Cares is really focusing on right now. One of them is a work-study program. Mm-hmm.
Yes, as I mentioned before, so Kime Cares kind of went into two lanes of activities. One is housing and one is education. And there are quite a bit of education happening within the Kime company. That is why we identified it as a strength. But what we have seen as a gap in the community is the connection of students and career world and like professional world. And especially that last year of the senior year or the eighth year, if you're in an Anabaptist culture, that crucial year when you're making your choices. And we just wanted to really make that bridge and create a program that would support a young person as they're coming out and reaching out into the career world. Seeing that, well, number one, we want to keep our young people in our county. And that's always the fight of, right? Like the employers, like, let's keep the good, not let's keep everybody within and develop our people. So the work study program is allowing us, so we did the work experience with mm-hmm. it as any work study program, but then we added that study component. And we've added three learning blocks during the week to strengthen the study part of the work study program. So, and it's self-development, self-discovery, and mentorship. And with self-development, it's basically, it's your character development. It's set up in a round table. It's very conversational. We invite different guests come in from the Kime company, the career advanced people mm-hmm. that had some experience. And I have different topics and we just have a conversation around this topic with this person in. The students talk, I talk. It's a very conversational, non-formal setting to keep on developing different characters in our lives. The self-development, and that is where the generosity of the company comes in. I'm very grateful for that because they've allowed us to use a lot of great assessment, self-discovery tools like DISC, like strength finders, like EQ to, because a lot of people are talking about this generation, the young generation, being mm-hmm. emotionally not engaged or not developed or, quiet, reserved, whatever it is.
And focus so, on the screen.
Focus on the screen, not looking in the eye, not shaking hand or something like that. So the self-discovery is so important. We've realized how much it is helping a young person, a student, to create an understanding of themselves, what they like, don't, and how they can communicate it to themselves and to others, and then hopefully to make a good career choice without having to spend another 5-10 years still finding out mm-hmm. and figuring it out. So we really hope that this 1 year with a right amount of questions, assessments, tools, speakers, awesome people that are within the county or we invite from outside that can come in and really, really help a young person to make the good choice, good decision. And then we do have a mentor that is trained by Toward the Goal organization. Their mentors come in, train our CHIME employees, and they kind of walk with the student throughout the year, meeting weekly, talking about life, talking about, sometimes I would give them a little bit themes to talk about, topics, what we're going through in our round tables or in our self-discoveries, and sometimes they're just chilling and having coffee together.
Just getting that connection.
Yes, yes.
That sounds like a great program. So much these days, and it's shifting now, but so much has been focused on college. But there are a lot of great jobs that pay more without the college debt that are right here in Holmes County. And this really seems like something that can help students see that.
And that's, so next year we're actually going with two more companies, with Walnut Creek Foods and Superb Industries in Sugar Creek, two great companies that we've reached out, we've known each other, and so CHIME Cares will take care of the learning blocks, of the study blocks, and the companies will take care of the work experience. But all the companies are realizing that the study part is missing from the work study. The students are not being really developed, they're just working there, and they're ready to invest, they're ready to be generous with students and make sure that at the end they are equipped for life.
Well, and it makes them more well-rounded, and a more well-rounded person makes a better employee.
Yeah,
they're not just kind of flitting and floating, not knowing what they're doing with their life.
And we do. We actually, as CHIME Cares, I want the students to know of the opportunities, like you mentioned, right? If you do not choose college, or you do choose college, there are so many amazing companies within this county that we go visit, we go see, we invite business owners for story times to just hear, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing? What kind of manufacturing? What kind of technical jobs are here that maybe a person, even after college, would consider Holmes County to come back and not going somewhere else?
Because a lot of people don't realize there are very innovative companies in Holmes County. A lot of time folks think, oh, it's just Amish country and they're simple. And it's like, no, we've got some very high-tech jobs. And I think between you and Superb and Walnut Creek Foods, those are three of the biggest companies in our area.
Yeah, Superb is covering Teslas. If you know, they make components for Tesla. So talking about innovations, yes, there's so much of it.
And how does a student get involved in this program?
So our local schools, Holmes County and Tusk, actually do have our flyers in. They're posted. So and any student, parent, come in, take a QR code, use your phones for something awesome and apply.
So do they apply as a senior or as a, like, the end of their junior year going into their senior year?
Yeah, they would need to apply about this spring and through the summer.
So they're ready for fall. So this goes through their whole senior year.
Yes, it's the whole senior year where we only take senior years.
That is a really awesome program that I had no clue that you guys had available. It's a great opportunity for these students.
Yes, I agree. I have two of my daughters that already graduated. My son is still in school. I cannot wait until I get my hands on him.
And I can guess what you're doing.
Yes, guess what you're doing. Exactly. I am a strong believer, seeing the students right now coming to the end of their years and seeing how fast they are to identify who they are. They're like drawing their maps of what I want to choose in life. And I, looking at my daughters, I'm like, I wish you did that. I wish you would have this map of you, of who you are in front of you, to make good choices and not to waste time. But I mean, it's okay, right? We will all figure out. Yes, we will all figure it out. But it's great when somebody comes and helps and like supports.
Gives you that little nudge, a little step.
Yes. Yeah.
Because sometimes we need that.
100%. All of us do need that. Yeah.
And how many did you have in this program this past school year?
So we had four from Highland. And now, granted, it's second year. We had one student a year before me. And then this year we had four, which for awesome students that allowed us to experiment with them a little bit and learn.
They're like your little guinea pigs.
Yes, learn a way through to see what is. And they're very honest and just giving feedback and saying what has been helpful. And yeah, we've learned a lot with them together and definitely prepared for next year.
And then so when they graduate, they have a position at the company to come into?
Not necessarily, okay. But there are, I know, three of our students, I believe, definitely are receiving the offers from the companies. Not necessarily. Two students are going to college and we are cheering them on. Actually, there
this
is
will help them.
100%. And we do have a scholarship fund as well for them to offer to them. So we are all for college. Go continue learning. But we do believe that learning should be all life. And there are so many different ways of learning, not just the organized college experience.
Well, and this will help that because you're going into college knowing who you are instead of figuring out at college where it might get a little confusing and chaotic.
Yes, with so many options, it really can. So it does help to, we stand for both college or different option of learning, but learning has to be present.
And how do they apply then this spring and summer for next year?
The flyers are at schools.
So they have those flyers at the schools?
Yes. I actually went even all of our private schools as well. So that's available there too.
Awesome. Yeah. So hopefully you continue that growth. You went from 1 to 4.
Yeah.
So that's good growth. Yeah. So. Yeah. Really keeping those kids here at home.
And there are some good initiatives within the counties that are trying to build that relationship between business and education. So going to a meeting here soon that will pull together some businesses and county.
Because there's so many that need employees, and if we can show these kids the opportunities here.
Yes.
Then hopefully it fills both needs.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to continue learning about the other program that you have here in our next segment. That is Anya Schlegel, the Executive Director of Kind Cares. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. As we get ready to learn more about what Kind Cares is doing here in Holmes County, I rejoin with Anya Schlegel, the Executive Director of Kind Cares. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays, and we talked a lot about your work study program that Kind Cares is doing, which is a great program, but you have another great program that are helping in that housing sector, like you mentioned, which is a home renovation program, which is another great way to help people here in our county.
Yes, definite need and definite gap. And I think the cool part about it is the bringing people together. Because it's bringing the nonprofits and the limitations that they face when they come into a situation and they understand that, okay, if it's a mental health support, they can provide some things for them, but then they come into a limitation of, okay, the basic need of the person is not covered.
The shelter,
the way their bathroom or their kitchen or their roof is leaking. So you can talk a lot about don't be anxious or do not be depressed. But if the basic need is not covered,
you're not going to fix that.
It's just going to hurt. It's just going to keep on arising emotions and needs that are not covered. So this is where we've seen the gap is not a whole lot provided for a need like that. It is demanding, right? Because you're talking about labor, you're talking about material, you're talking about financial strain on that need as well. And so I feel honored to be working with a lot of nonprofits that are facing that need as they're serving their clients. And then we could come in with, this is what our strength, we cannot sit and consult a person through whatever they need to talk over, but as a Kind company and the other partners that we were able to pull together, we can come in and fix. We can come in and bring a hammer and bring nails and get it done.
And like you kind of alluded to there, that could be the core of a problem, because not being able to take care of these renovations generally is a financial issue, which the financial leads to the stress and the all this. And when you help fix that, that little leak in the tub, you're not losing all of the water. Yeah.
Well, I remember just recently talking to a school representative that called me about a family and a child that they're trying to get her better in academic success. And he's like, we'll try, but we're seeing that there's, you know, there's the sadness, there's the reservation, like there's just quietness about the student. And I told him I just came out of their home. And looking at the home situation and where the child is living, taking shower, sleeping, eating in the morning before school, I can see where the motivation level is not there to succeed academically. I can see that that is the last thing on their minds right now.
They're just trying to survive.
They're trying to survive. They're trying to see the light at the end of the tunnel and the motivation of why am I studying? Can I have a better life? Is it even
like, am I stuck here?
Am I stuck right here? Then where to
What's
find?
The point?
What's the point? So, you know, talking to that school representative, I am more and more aware, you know, that hierarchy of needs and the shelter is your basic need. And if it is not covered, everything else is having a hard time climbing and sticking to the person.
You need food, a shelter, mm-hmm. water and air, I think, are the four things. And so it's pretty important.
It is pretty important. And honestly, education is your life fulfillment, which is on the very last thing of what your needs are. So when we talk education and we want to educate our students, if that need is not covered, it's just not going to stick.
And so you guys are helping fill in with these gap families that may be a veteran or an elderly or a recently separated parent with children or domestic violence, and just trying to give them those tools for survival with their house.
Yes, and exactly as you said, I've been to a house of a veteran, and we've mentioned before, you've asked, okay, how eligible are people? Who do you kick off the list? We don't, because at that veteran's house, I realized he's not yet kicked down.
Mm-hmm.
But he is at that stage of vulnerability that maybe if we don't come and help
if
right now.
If one more
now,
thing goes down,
yes,
it's going down.
Yes. And according to some studies, I've heard that 45% of Holmes County residents that are on the edge of one disaster away from complete brokenness. I don't know if that is true. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find the basis of that mm-hmm. claim. Could not. But I did hear it, but it made me think, what does it mean one disaster away for a person to be in completely broken situation and vulnerable and a disastrous situation? And that is a mind battling for me to think of how many people around me in the situation of one disaster away.
So many people just keep that mm-hmm. curtain over what's really going on mm-hmm. and a lot of times you don't know, and that's why so many people don't realize the need in Holmes mm-hmm. County, because people put on that brave face and suck it up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, well, there is that pride element as shame element as well, and we are not oblivious to it. I'm not saying, you know, you can't just put a big board and saying, I am at vulnerable situation, come help me.
I'm broken, fix me.
Yes, exactly. And there is the dignity. And that is why we are asking the nonprofits, let's partner together. As you're working with your clients, encourage them, go for them, advocate with them, for them, and, you know, hold their hands when they need to in order for them to really get over that shame aspect of asking for help and reaching out.
And Kind Cares is working with some great partners here in Holmes County to take care of this.
Yes, and we are so grateful. As I mentioned before, it is a caring county, it is a generous county, and it's a lack of awareness sometimes on what is locally needed. But when we reach out to great companies and say, hey, would you partner with us in materials? Would you partner with us in labor? Some like excavating jobs, there's no way we are equipped to do something like that. So looking for all sorts of different helps.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody does want to help, the number for that is
330-893-2251 with an extension of 1033.
So if you have a company that wants to help with these renovations, you're getting your first one started this month.
Yes.
It's crazy to think how fast time is going.
Yes, but it is spring coming, so I'm okay with that.
As long as it picks a season.
Yes, true.
And so you've got your first couple homes to renovate lined up and ready to go. That's got to be a really good feeling.
It is. It's a great feeling to finally be able to, you know, you talk so much about the need, the opportunities and all that, and to see it actually laid out and talking to people and saying like, yeah, we'll be able to do this and this and this for you, and see their lights, their eyes light up, and our hearts beating fast, and lining up now the volunteers that will join to come in with labor, and saying to them, hey, you've signed up for Roaster, here is the opportunity, come and send lives. The excitement from them saying like, I can't believe this is happening. I can help and I can be there.
Yeah. You have to document like all these like happy moments, like with the Publisher's Clearinghouse, like, oh, this is so great.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep some records for sure to just, to celebrate the goodness.
That sounds like another great program that you guys are really trying to help fill those gaps here in the county.
Oh, thank you. It is.
We've got more to learn here about Kime Cares and what they are doing here in Holmes County and how they're operating. That is Anya Schlegel, who's the executive director that I am speaking with, and I am Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back again here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM. I've been speaking with Anya Schlegel, who is the executive director for Kime Cares, which is helping folks here in Holmes County. We've learned about some great programs that you guys are doing with the work study and the housing renovations. And so one question kind of goes along with that. Where's the funding coming from? How are you guys getting, because fixing houses is not cheap. Mm-hmm. Anybody that you're helping knows that. So how do you guys work with on that end?
Well, first of all, it is the generosity of Kime Company and Kime Family. And that was their heart and their motivation to extend Kime Cares, not just in a sharing fund between the among the employees, but to actually go out and do something practical within our county. So yes, there is a profit, a part of the profit that goes directly into Kime Cares from the Kime Company and Kime Family. Another part is, as you've mentioned, the renovations are just bottomless sometimes, it looks like, and they are definitely not cheap. So we did reach out to local companies that are in the area of, you know, windows and doors or metal roof. Roof is a big deal around here, or, you know, siding. Things like that. Unfortunately, we don't have any plumbing, like the manufacturers that I could reach out to. Not yet, but maybe I'll find somebody, because, you know, the showers, the accessibilities, especially for special needs seniors, is a big deal as well. And so the generosity of partnerships like that are unbelievably helpful. Companies like Provia, like MRV, other lumber companies as well that have extended an open door for us and said like, when you have a list, come, let us discuss, let us process. And that's what I've been doing, and that's been really helpful.
Well, and those are some really big partners to have, because with the storms we've had in the recent years, that I'm sure has done a number to some folks' siding and roofs, and maybe it's not enough for their insurance to kick in, or they don't have insurance, and windows is always that one thing you just kind of put off for as long as you can.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of it is just age of houses. They are just simply old, and it does not need to take a storm to wear a house down. So it's
just the sun, just sitting.
Yes, and the roofs and the leaks. It's very sad to see the damage that comes from water entering. Then you have your mold, then you have your illness, then you have your immune system. So there's so many different factors that are affected by just simple fix that can be provided if somebody comes to aid.
And I've always said water does what water wants. And so helping to kind of be like, water, not today.
Yeah. Yes. It's
a
great
feeling. Solve a lot of people's problems.
Yeah. And as I come in, I see that people are really trying to do well. Single mothers, you know, they're really trying to, you know, have a job, take care of their kids. And as you said, windows, roofs, showers is the last thing that they're fixed income is can cover.
Well, with the fixed income, fixed time, because if you're that single parent, you've only got so many hours in a day, and you're trying to make sure the kids are taken care of and working to be able to pay to take care of the kids. You gotta sleep sometimes. I know sometimes we don't want to admit that we need to sleep, but I have learned we need to sleep sometimes.
Absolutely. As you said, the hours are limited, and you know, especially if you have children that are school age, you have that gap while they're in school, and then you're pretty much done to have to be home with children
or running children around and being chauffeur and
let's not forget all the sports.
Now, when we kind of started out, you said that Kind Care started with the employees putting money in a coffee can. Do the employees still contribute to Kind Cares, or has it kind of shifted to the company now?
No, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, employees still do the deductions from their paychecks. Yes, it's still available. They're still getting it done. We still have a system set up for the hardships within the employee body, and also for requesting for the community members as the co-workers seeing needs around us. And then we have a different the committee that is set up to process all the requests and then respond.
And so are you functioning with a board? Is that how Kind Cares works?
Yes, I have a board that we meet. We used to meet every single month as we were setting up and figure out the strategic plan and the plan of action, all that stuff. Now we are quarterly meetings. Yes, it's community members and as well the Kaim co-workers.
And how many people are on your board?
We have 7 people right now, and some of them are non-voting, some of them are voting board members. We are looking to add some more.
And so is that someone community and Kaim and both?
Community and more, because with Kaim, it's very easy to identify. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to motivate a person to join us and then hey, let's do it together. The community members is a little harder because great community members are already involved in many things. Yes, in the whole line of committees and initiatives that they are caring for. So to identify something that would strengthen us as an initiative, as well as, you know, bring that practical help to the community, and that member is not too busy, is quite an assignment.
Well, hopefully there's somebody listening to this and learning about what you guys do gets that spark, like, hey, I can do this. I want to help. This is what I've been looking for.
Yeah, let's hope for that. Sure. Sure, we'll take it.
And so we've got more to learn about here with Kaim Cares and kind of looking forward a little bit. I have been speaking with Anna Schlegel, the executive director of Kaim Cares. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays on WKLM. As we step back in here with the executive director of Kaim Cares, Anna Schlegel, I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and we've talked a lot about what you're doing now with Kaim Cares and how you're getting there. And so with any organization, especially as you guys have kind of changed this direction to add the community portion recently in what you're doing, how is the future looking for Kaim Cares?
Yes, interesting. So we have identified two pillars or two lanes we would want to direct our activities, and it's education and housing. And with education, we do feel that there is a crucial season in students' life or in people's lives. And one is a senior year. Another one is the eighth grade for the Anabaptist community. Then we have your lifetime learning that is happening, should be happening, and we won't encourage it to happen for everybody all the time.
You should learn something new every day.
You should learn something new at least every month, maybe for the hopeful enthusiasts. And with the work study program, we did find the sweet spot there that is such a beautiful time when the students are kind of still locked in to the system, and you can easily get your hands on. It's a mandatory year still that students are supposed to spend learning, studying, and developing. And so in the future, we do hope that more and more companies would jump in on that concept of adding the developing and growing the students. I hope that more schools jump on it and almost would require the companies to allow time and offer that to the students, so that would be a wholesome experience for a student. So we keep talking to schools, keep talking to companies, and not sure yet how the eighth grade is going to look. Honestly, we have no idea where we're going to step in there. As I mentioned before, I came in listening, and I keep on listening as to how can we strengthen, how can we help, what can we offer to bridge that, okay, coming off from the school, going into career, how can we strengthen that transition for the young person? We continue supporting awesome initiatives like Zolikon Institute and their development locally here. So there's few more educational initiatives that we're supporting and helping with. As far as housing, the renovation program is very new. Mm-hmm. We're still learning a lot of ups and downs. Still, I put in my plan, be flexible, allow flexibility to learn and really hear. But from what am I seeing? I'm seeing already within the last 2 months, the need is grand. The resources that we have only as a company and as a nonprofit, limited. So definitely sitting down and talking, how can we extend it, expand it? How can we extend it to other companies? I know there's Kime Company is allowing their employees to have volunteering days. Mm-hmm. Actually, we are calling them serving days because Kime Company is paying for those days. So they're volunteering with Kime Cares, but they are actually being paid by Kime Company, which is a great generosity.
So instead of working at work, they're working at a home to help somebody.
Yes, yes.
Just a great initiative by the company.
A great initiative, great system that is set up. And I'm hoping that maybe a couple more companies can join us in, and then more needs can be covered as we are discovering them. So looking into the future, developing that as a great local initiative, because we genuinely care for the community and for the people and for the vulnerable. I do see here in Holmes County a great need in systems for vulnerable people, not many set up. So if a nonprofit is, you know, trying to serve a client in some kind of way, there's not a good housing system set up. Looking into the future to see what can we do, pooling efforts together, what can we provide for certain hurting layers of population within the county. I look elsewhere, like Wayne County, admire them for some initiatives that they have, some systems they have put in to support the vulnerable population is quite amazing. We do not have it here in Holmes County, so I wonder or what we can do to have it covered.
And I think we hit on some of the reasons why we may not, is that pride and that a lot of people don't realize that that need is here because this is Holmes County. We help each other out. We don't need to have anything to help vulnerable that is. We help. We just do the, you know.
Hey, and maybe that's what we need to come up with. Okay, if we are the help, if we are the ones that take care of everything, then let's really
take care of everything.
Yes, let's look and let's make everybody aware that
start making that checklist.
Yes. So then when the, you know, the school representative calls me about a girl that is not academically successful and I know her housing situation, I have somewhere to go because right now I did not. So I hope that at some point, whether it's going to be locally provided or, you know, some other way, but we could build a system where we could say like, okay, this situation, here is the channel for you to go around and about. Yeah.
I don't think that those requests are too far out of reach. Holmes County is really taking a look at the housing situation in general, and we'll talk more about that in our last segment, but I think those are some really great goals to have for growing your nonprofit here and making Kind Cares really be a pivotal nonprofit in the county.
Thank you. Yeah, we are excited. We're excited with the response of people that want to participate and help and figure out, and the same with the response with the nonprofits that actually directly working with some people in the great needs.
Well, as I mentioned, we've got one more segment here to finish talking about Kind Cares. I've been speaking with Anya Schlegel, the executive director. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. All right, we are with our final time speaking with executive director Anya Schlegel with Kind Cares. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we've kind of alluded to it a little bit about reaching out to partners. So with what you guys are doing, your initiative, networking is so important.
Yes. Yeah. And I've mentioned that before on both ends. On one is we've talked about, right, that pride factor, the shame factor. So working with nonprofits that directly connected to people of need, of brokenness, of hardship, is so important to have those advocates. And we've built great relationship with Love Inc., Veterans Services, Senior Center, just those kind of initiatives, 180, which is the advocates for domestic abuse, for victims of domestic abuse, and just building those relationships and networks to ask them, go reach out to your people, churches as well. Mm-hmm. Love working with our local churches that have the people coming into their doors. They see them, they understand what their living situations are. We just yesterday joined a community meal that is happening in Millersburg every Thursday, being hosted by different churches, taking turns, and you see who comes in and the vulnerability of people and what they're going through. So having those advocates and the network of the nonprofits and the churches that are around here to really look into situation, watch their people, so important, so crucial, and to be that friend and say like, hey, let's do it together, let's go together, let's fill out the request together, so important. On the other hand, as I mentioned before, you know, the renovation project, the needs are grand and mm-hmm. and bottomless, if you want to use that word as well, like going into certain neighborhoods and you walk into one house, but you see about 10 neighbors that kind of look a little bit the same, a little bit alike, and understanding that actually they would benefit from the program as well. So having the partners that are willing to donate materials, mm-hmm. to donate the labor or funds, we'll take the funds as well, is so important because then we can stretch our mm-hmm. reach and we can be that catalysis, or even just connecting people and saying, hey, they have this need and this job, and would your company be willing to provide that service, is very crucial, very important.
And we actually got connected through the Holmes County Housing and Transportation Coalition, which you are a part of, which goes right with your mm-hmm. your guys' mission with helping with this housing, because can fix up some of these older houses and help mm-hmm. get some situations better for people to move into or live into or grow their families. And so are you on any other boards or anything with Kind Cares, or is that pretty much the main heart of your focus?
As for now, we are just there. Now, Kime Company and Kime Family do support quite a bit of different mm-hmm. initiatives locally here, internationally, nationwide. So I am very honored to work in a circle of people that are caring and extend their reach way beyond locally, way beyond just Kime Cares. And they continue to be faithful to those partnerships and faithful to the commitments of supporting other initiatives than just their own with their own name. So I'm very impressed and admire how much they do. Whether, you know, in the future, where we're going to see ourselves as Kime Cares, not sure, but we are open to next steps and flexible with whatever comes in.
I think we'll be kept busy with this housing coalition for a little
while.
Oh,
I'm sure. Yes, I am sure.
And is there anything else that you would like to share about Kime Cares before we wrap up today?
No, I just want to say that I'm honored to live in the community like this, to work in a company like this, to be partnered with amazing, absolutely amazing people. And even today, you know, being here with you, Melissa, and listening to your desire and the passion to get out there, let as much information, let people hear about what's going on locally and participate. And you definitely have a great gift of connecting people and networking with people. And yeah, I really appreciate that about you personally and this program, even in this initiative. So good.
WKLM here, we do try to be out in the community and be part of it. And so we're happy to help where we can help you. You know, we may not have doors we can give you, but I can share the information and help you get somebody yeah. with doors.
Yes, and that's all, you know, we come with our own strength. This is what we are about. Whatever strength you have, let's work together.
Well, thank you so much for joining with me today.
Yes, thank you, Melissa.
That was Anya Schlegel, the Executive Director of Kime Cares for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by
Hobrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.
Don't miss an episode of Focus of Fridays here on WKLM. If you do happen to miss an episode, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Fridays icon, and then on the episode that you missed from there. In the next episode of Focus Fridays, we focus in on the Tri-County Educational Services Center and Superintendent James Ritchie. It's here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.